The national internet filter has been a highly debated issue in the lead-up to the 2010 election. Having just heard from the Greens and what their plans are for internet filtering, Curtin University's internet studies lecturer Dr. Tama Lever joins us to share his views on the Greens' policy. Good morning, Dr. Lever.
Good morning, Travis.
What do you make of the Greens' proposed national internet filter?
I think the Greens' proposal is remarkably sane. I think they've hit the sensible middle ground, which is obviously we want to provide an option for people who want a filter in place, especially parents, but not to make it a filter that everyone has to experience simply by virtue of being inside the country.
I think that was the core issue, the difference between voluntary and mandatory.
Absolutely, and I think it's common sense to say that we want to do everything we can to help parents make sure that they can make educated choices on what their children can and can't see, but at the same time not to impose a filter, an ineffective filter at that, on every other Australian as well.
Do you see that there's some strength in a PC-based filtering initiative?
I think having filters either at the ISP or at the PC level is definitely the way to go. I love that idea that when you log into an ISP, you can simply say, do you or don't you want a filter to be applied? I think that's probably the simplest option possible, and I think it makes it much, much easier for parents to make a choice. I also think PC level filtering has its merits, although of course if it's done at the ISP level, it makes it much harder to get around on home computers, which is probably something that parents who aren't entirely comfortable with the technology want, out of their control effectively.
A lot of websites have always had their own kind of built-in filtering system. Google, I know YouTube as well does. So do you think that kind of password-protected websites or maybe only making computer PCs available to view a certain amount of sites and monitoring what your children watch and see on the internet is another idea?
I think it's incumbent on all parents today to be part of the educational experience for their kids in relation to the internet. I think it would be remiss for any parent just to go, oh, here's a computer, you learn what you need to know at school, do what you like at home. And I don't think many parents do that. I think the real concern is a lot of parents really aren't quite sure how to understand or how to map where their children are going to lead to. They're not quite sure what a search result's going to bring up. They're not quite sure what all sorts of tools may or may not give their kids access to. And I think the other part of the Greens proposal that really addresses that, the idea of investing a lot of the money that's seemingly being burnt on arguments about filters that will probably never be in place, I think investing that money into the research is a great idea, especially because, as Scott Loveland pointed out, there's a lot we don't understand. We're making a lot of presumptions about what we think is and isn't good, what we think kids should and shouldn't see, and how we think kids should and shouldn't see things. But at the same time, we're not really basing that on research. We're basing that on presumptions that we know what's best on the basis of perhaps older technologies.
And Senator Scott Ludlam agreed with me to say that it's impossible to block all offensive material.
Oh, absolutely. It's always going to be impossible. And I think what Senator Ludlam pointed out quite clearly was that most of the stuff that's on the net that's worrying isn't travelling across the traditional internet anyway. It's travelling across peer-to-peer networks and things like that, which no filter that's been proposed could actually intercept, because peer-to-peer networks are usually encrypted in such a way that you can't see what's travelling across them.
And I also brought up the point of internet privacy. Do you think that the government should have control over it, as in the mandatory filter where they control everything that people see?
I think you do need somebody that at least does a lot of work on saying what should and shouldn't be on a list of filtered sites. I think if it was ISP level filtering or even PC level filtering, you still need an outside body that does the work on saying, okay, what is the stuff that we think needs to be blocked? And that's not something that you would leave to individuals, because you don't want to have to go, oh, this is a bad thing, I will now block it. But at the same time, it's a difficult balance to strike, and I think having a central body that does a lot of that work, but the option of where it's implemented is left in the hands of individuals, is the right balance in my mind.
The Greens policy also extends to further funding research into cyber safety risks, strengthening law enforcement that we talked about, and net literacy education. Do you see these as all effective ways in reducing illegal internet content and catching offenders?
Absolutely. I mean, I think resourcing the police to effectively deal with the sort of people who are putting this stuff on the web. Nobody's talked about. We seem to be punishing people at the level that they might accidentally be seeing things. That seems to be sort of the presumption that it's all about this accidental viewing that doesn't seem to happen that often, in all honesty. But I think really it's the people who are putting stuff up that is clearly illegal under Australia's laws that is the problem. Of course, some of it will be in other countries and we can't do a lot other than put that on a block list. But at the same time, anything that's accessible in Australia or in other countries where there are similar laws, I think it's incumbent on us to deal with the problem rather than deal with, you know, the potential of just blocking it and leaving it out there for other people to stumble over.
And Senator Ludlam also brought up the idea of a one-stop spot for reporting internet safety issues. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think it probably is. I think it's very difficult if you do come across things that are questionable or things that are clearly illegal to know what to do with it. I think while there are things already in place with the Australian Communication Media Authority, it is relatively difficult to figure out exactly how you report something, exactly how you deal with something. Now, obviously not everything reported will be dealt with because I think Senator Ludlam also pointed out that what people think shouldn't be on the net is very subjective, but at the same time having a central reporting system that is straightforward and easier means that there is a human being at the other end who looks at it and goes, oh, this is worth following, this isn't, is definitely a sensible way to go. And making that as straightforward as possible certainly would make the process more effective.
Do you think people will be hesitant to report material if they've accidentally come across something?
It's a difficult one to know. I mean, to be honest, I have no idea how much reporting goes on now, and I think a lot of the reporting that does go on is primarily in a sensationalist way. You have someone who, you know, for the sake of a news story would log on to Chat Roulette and go, oh my God, I saw somebody masturbating on the internet is evil. That's, you know, kind of a rubbish way to do it, and it is, I guess it's definitely the case that we need to have a central reporting system, and I think we need to be mindful of what's out there, but at the same time not over-determine that for other people.
And when we think of internet filters, we think of China and some other, I guess, more oppressive ideas of controlling what people see. Is there any better models out there of what maybe Australia could work towards?
Well, I do think we think of those models, but at the same time we think of those models because they are nationally imposed. China operates the internet for every Chinese citizen and blocks whatever the national government thinks should be blocked. I think the difference between that and a voluntary system that people can or cannot put in place as they see fit as individuals is not the same thing as having a national censorship regime per se. And I do think that's the important difference. And I mean, most countries put a lot of resources into giving people the ability to block things, giving especially parents the ability to block things that they don't want their kids to see. And I think that's very important. I think there are things on the internet, not things even necessarily that are illegal, but things that are, you know, intended for adults that young people may not have the resources to understand and deal with, certainly at certain ages. And I think it's important for us to have the tools to filter the experience that young people have and, as Senator Ludlam said, to provide education at every step so by the time they do become mature adults, they've got the tools at hand to understand what they're seeing and to make educated choices for themselves and indeed in the future for their children about what isn't seen and engaged with.
Dr. Lever, last week we were speaking about the broadband package by both the Coalition and Labor.
Yep.
And it seems that, you know, for, I guess this is another big issue. We're seeing both the rollout of internet and also the safety of internet as big issues. This is a great thing that obviously all areas of the government, including the Greens, are looking at providing a better internet service for all Australians.
Absolutely, and I think the Greens have taken, if you like, the sensible middle ground. They support the NBN, but they support what we would call sensible filtering that enables people to make educated choices rather than a sort of a nanny state, which is what the Labor Party has been playing with for the last few years.
And do you think that people are going to vote along these lines as well?
I suspect it's going to be an influential issue. There's an awful lot of big issues on the table. I'd like to believe that this is one of the more important ones for a lot of people. I hope it overrides some of the, to be frank, quite silly scare tactic stuff that we see saturating the TV every night at the moment.
Yep. I'm looking forward to the election anyway. And thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Curtin University Internet Studies lecturer Dr. Tama Lever there, discussing the Greens net filter and beyond.